Good afternoon, everybody, and welcome into the show that's on in the afternoon, where we highlight local personalities, community happenings, and all the events you need to know about going on in and around St. John's County. A very calm Pete Melfi. Davey Hartzell, how are you this afternoon, sir?
Doing awesome, sir. What a ranty morning.
It was an intense morning.
Very intense. You found your zen.
Found my zen, my inner peace.
Incredible, incredible. Master of Fire in studio today.
Yes, man. So yes, we're talking about this Masters of Fire event. We've been talking about it for the last week or so, and it is going to be coming up upon us. So we want to introduce you to some of the Masters of Fire themselves.
Yes.
And one of our favorites, big watch of the show. He's always in on the shows, man.
Yes.
As many of these Masters of Fire are. But I think Spencer is our most supportive Master of Fire.
Absolutely. Super fan.
Yeah. And we're super fans of his as well.
Oh my gosh, yes.
So very excited to talk to Spencer. We will do that very, very soon. He's not happy that he's got a very high definition camera on him.
Nope.
No, he doesn't like that part.
Nobody likes that.
hey, man, we will get there. We've got a very, very fun show for you here today. But before we get it rolling, I do want to remind you that our friends at Beaver Toyota help us make this show and all our shows possible here over the last few months. And we greatly appreciate them. And you will, too, if you go in for any of their services, if you're buying a new car or if you're just servicing your current vehicle. Beaver Toyota, a great place to go. They really take care of you down there. And hey, you don't have to just take our word for it. You can go browse their inventory. They've, of course, got cars, trucks, vans, SUVs, crossovers, anything you could be looking for out there. They've got it at Beaver Toyota. You can check them out on their website, beavertoyota.com, or just head down to the dealership. They've got a great staff down there that really wants to make sure you find exactly what you're looking for and that you are 100% satisfied when you drive off their lot. They've also got a ton of vehicles under $15,000 as well.
Wow.
Yeah, very impressive, man. They're going above and beyond to make sure you get in the vehicle that suits you best. Stop by Beaver Toyota. They are here to wow you. That's the truth.
Yes.
All right, man. Also, All-American Air. We all take air conditioning very, very seriously here in Florida. You have to. We're not fans of being left out in a hot, humid situation. Yeah. Whoever wrote that copy.
Thank you.
For 42 years, All-American Air has been serving St. Augustine and our surrounding counties. They specialize in warranty and non-warranty work on all makes and models of AC units. They do preventative maintenance, service agreements, new construction installations, and equipment replacement with their high-efficiency Lennox systems. Top of the line. You couple that with their iComfort ultra-smart thermostat, and you are saving a lot of money and keeping cool or warm. It's about to be keep warm season here pretty soon.
I'm ready for the change.
I got to tell you, I am this year too.
Yeah.
I'm definitely ready for it to be a little bit cooler this year. Yeah. Give our friends at All American Air a call. They are the specialists here in our area. 904-461-0070. I've been hearing a lot of positive stories from people who've been switching over to All American Air.
Yes.
For their maintenance contracts or if they need a new system. And very, very satisfied.
So fast.
Yes,
I've very seen fast. People get a new system within 24 to 48 hours. So absolutely. Yeah, they're amazing.
So really glad we can make that connection with our great watchers and listeners and a great AC company as well. So important down here in Florida. All right, man. Where are we starting today, sir?
Okay, take all of my money. Wacky products you didn't know that you needed, shared by this Facebook page called Oddity Mall that I follow. This is awesome.
Okay. All right. Good deal.
All right. So this first one, look at this. This is genius. Look at it. It's like a sandwich drip sleeve.
Oh, I see that. That's
how many
a great
times
idea.
You take that first bite and it's always like
everything comes out the bag.
Yes.
Yep.
That's a great idea.
That's a good idea. Probably a little tough to clean, but a good idea.
Yeah. Next up, my 90-year-old grandma mailed me a homemade vest for me to wear to parties. It's amazing. God bless her. Oh, so sweet.
What kind of parties?
That is so cool.
Does she expect him to wear this, too? So he does sweet. Not look happy about that, by the way.
He just wear once for the picture. Next up, this is cute. A dog versus cat's chess set.
Oh, wow.
I totally need this. This is awesome.
Okay. I'd start getting confused at which pieces are which, I think.
Well, the dogs,
I can tell a couple of them.
Yeah, you're right. They do kind of look, I see. Yeah. All right, next one up. This nightstand turns into a bat and shield for self-defense.
Whoa. Holy crap.
crap.
New fundraiser for Hopeful Handbags. Wow. Yes.
Yeah, right? That's, I'm not mad at that.
This is cool. I know. I would totally use this.
It's a real shield. It's got the armholes and everything.
Awesome.
That's hilarious.
Next up, I found my dog's Halloween costume for the year. This is so good.
That's great. That's great. My dogs would never let me put that.
No, too wiggly. Yeah,
yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
Next up, I totally need these socks in my life. Look at this.
It's leg day, bro.
Yeah.
Get rid of those chicken legs.
Next up, welcome to my office.
Wow. Never seen so many fish tanks in one place in my life.
It could be very soothing.
Maybe.
How about this? This a laser grid for your bicycle. It warns you of terrain changes of riding at night. Kind of cool, right?
Kind of helpful, but kind of just know where you're going.
Very Matrix-y. Yeah.
It is. It's something.
Next up, shelves designed to go around corners. I think that looks so sleek. I love that look.
That is actually a pretty cool look.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm not mad at it, man.
Yeah, I like that. Next up, if your stairs don't have a slide, I'm not interested.
Holy crap, that guy is a genius.
That is amazing, right?
Wow. Well, the first time I ever built my own house. Definitely. Two things that are going in there. Secret compartment behind a bookshelf.
Okay.
Obviously.
Yeah.
And a slide now.
Wow.
Now a slide. Yes.
Have you seen the secret compartment at Ubbard's? Have you seen that?
Oh,
dude, it is the coolest thing. So you go in, there's this whole wall that looks like a library, but you pull one of the books and it's a door that opens up to like their like parlor, like their for their special events.
No way. It is
so cool, man.
Wow.
Yeah. Check that out. It's fun.
I've always wanted that.
Next, a tic-tac gun that shoots breath mints 15 feet across the room.
Wow. Okay.
It's like a pellet gun.
Hey, look, sometimes we have some guests in here that I just, while they're talking, choo-choo.
See, I was going to suggest this to the sheriff's office for the mace spray moment. Maybe this is better for me. Yeah. Getting
shot with tic-tacs. I don't think that's official police protocol.
And our last one today, a DIY vasectomy kit.
Oh, Lord, please, no.
Just couldn't wait to get to the interview.
Yeah.
Gee. Do it yourself. No!
Does it come with the bottle of liquor?
And a warranty?
That the girl does not look... Oh, man. Just their faces in that one picture where she's trying to figure this out. And
Wow.
And she's got a string and...
No bueno. I would definitely keep the gift receipt.
Yeah.
Very bad.
Don't snip the red part.
Okay, well, it's not going to get any better at this very moment.
Oh, great.
Nope, we've got horoscopes, and these are some of the worst.
Uh-oh.
Here on a Thursday, we've got Libra and Aquarius on deck.
Oh, sorry about your loss.
Ready for this? Clay, can we get some horoscope music, sir? Oh, that's the music I need after today. Okay, here we go. Libra. Libra. You will receive a job offer from a prostitute.
Maybe she's
is that
marketing.
A job offer? Or is that just pay me for something?
Yeah.
Get out of the way. All your furniture has been moved 1 inch to the left.
Weird. It's going to mess me up.
Yeah. That great idea you have is a misdemeanor in 7 states. Unless you get a signed waiver from the raccoon and the 3 turtles.
In Jackson, Mississippi.
They have to sign that. In Jackson, Mississippi. Where we love to cite Jackson, Mississippi, don't we? All right, moving on. Don't get my blood pressure back up, Davey. Come on, man.
I know.
Aquarius, here we go. Put yourself out there.
Okay.
You will find yourself nervous and gassy this evening.
Oh, Bino.
There you go. Mm-hmm. Your exciting plans for the weekends bore the planets. You will develop an attractive skin condition.
Oh.
Is this last week's horoscope?
No, I feel like vitiligo was not even mentioned.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Karma's giving you a handy container. That was last week's horoscope. I don't know what happened to that.
Wow.
Oh, that's a bummer.
The stars are repeating themselves.
I guess they are.
Wow.
Yeah. Well, all right, well, that sucked.
Sorry, Aquarius.
Yep. Sorry,
right
Aquarius.
Down the tubes.
You don't even get a horoscope this week.
Nah.
The stars didn't even give you a horoscope this week.
So messy.
That's a shame.
Enjoy your skin condition, though. It's nice. Moisturize.
Yeah. I guess it's just things haven't changed for you. So the stars just said, here's the same damn horoscope.
Wow, that's really rude.
Yeah, not my fault at all.
No, not at all.
Nope. With that said,
messy.
Time to vibe up.
Woo!
We do that with our friends at Vibe Nutrition. Today, I love when they have the black cherry palm flavor.
Is that what that is?
That's my favorite flavor of all. And I usually don't like cherry flavored things at all.
Wait a minute. Last month, you were like, purple Skittles was your favorite at all time.
Purple Skittles was, it's very good.
Okay.
Very good. But black cherry palm.
Okay.
Literally, when they have this on the menu, I don't even have to ask. I walk in and everybody at Five said, Black Cherry Palm.
Oh, yeah.
Yes.
They know. Like yep. Norm and Cheers just show up.
Yeah. Remember yeah. Cheers?
Yeah.
Yeah. Vibe is kind of like Cheers.
Yes.
In no way.
Healthy.
Again, in no way it's like Cheers.
A meeting ground.
Except for they know your name. Yeah. It's a place where everybody knows your name.
There it is, the tie-in.
Ba-da-da-da-ba-ba. All right. Vibe Nutrition. Not Cheers. Go in there and get yourself a great drink today. Right on the corner of Lewis Speedway and Varela Avenue.
And a similar place to Cheers is Panache. Every guest, every time. Since 1987, Panache opened its doors to be a cut above the rest. Their mission at Panache is to care for their team, guests, and community from scalp to soul and bring the joy to the world one service at a time. The Panache difference is their carefully chosen and highly trained staff is there to exceed your expectations. The same goes for their elegant salon space and dedicated to guest comfort and devotion to innovation and artistry. They're focused on making your day and continually raising the bar. They also are proud to align with Aveda's mission of ethical and sustainable business practices and its high fashion aesthetic. They share Aveda's exceptional standards of quality products, treatments, and guest care, and everything they do reflects the standards of an Aveda salon. Get posh and go to getpanache.com and get with it, boo.
Very good.
Made it.
Right, man. We made it.
Yes.
We made it to our favorite part of the show.
Woo.
Especially with one of our favorite guests.
Yes.
Now, you guys know we've been talking about the latest Masters of Fire event that is going to be happening at the new Asado Life location. I'm so excited for Asado Life.
And, me too. And
man, what a great location for the things that they do, man. So exciting. And their first big event.
Mm-hmm.
Going to be this Masters of Fire event mm-hmm. that we are honored to be involved in.
Absolutely.
So exciting. Our special guest is going to be involved in this as well. Much bigger part than we play. He is going to be one of the Masters of Fire. He is himself a Master of Fire already
yes.
certified. He is Spencer Mathiesen. Hi, Spencer. How are you?
Doing great, guys. Good afternoon. How are y'all doing?
Good,
man.
Thanks for having me.
Yeah, of course, man. We love having you in studio. And you actually brought us food here today.
I did. Which is, I did. I got called out by Troy last time.
You did.
Not bringing any food. So,
yes, you did.
Yeah. Unbelievable.
I had to take care of that and nip that in the bud.
Yeah, man. Well, hey, man, talk to us about, first tell me about, give me a little bit of your backstory for people who may not know you. I can't imagine there's anybody watching out there who doesn't know you, but statistically, there is.
There's a ton of people who don't know me.
But, well, I don't know about a ton, but statistically, there's some.
No, so daily life is running Smokin' Spencer's Q food truck around town, different mm-hmm. events, and, you know, just blessed to be doing that and getting the roll all over the county,
yeah.
you know, serving up some Q. So when I got the invite to Masters of Fire, that was just beyond humbling.
Oh, it's an amazing event, and it's only reserved for the best in the county to be cooking out there on the Asado Grill.
No, it's an honor. I mean, I'm the only non-chef in that whole group of Masters of Fire.
Now, what do you mean by that?
Yeah, what does that mean?
As an outsider, I would think, yeah, of course he's a chef. He makes great food. Isn't that what a chef is?
Right, but chef is on another level. The training and expertise that all those other guys went through. I'm more on the journey of a pit master. So, you know, barbecue, growing up in Texas and then barbecue being what I decided to do and kind of frame my business around. So I'm more on a journey of pit master, which the biggest thing about being a pit master is fire management. And that's, mm-hmm. I mean, that's my life.
Yeah.
So, you know,
and that's what Urban Asado is really all about, are these grills that you can regulate the fire, you know, either
it's all about the fire.
Yeah. It's all about fire.
It's all about fire. And what Nick and Christy have there, it's just amazing. If people haven't been out there, it's, you know, the Asado style grills come in many different sizes and many mm-hmm. different formats, but all of it's based on it's live fire and all the cooking's done over that. So for a guest, for anyone, the experience is just, it's unbelievable. You're watching everything being cooked on the live fire. Yeah. And of course the taste of it mm-hmm. is, you know, anything cooked over fire is just, it adds a whole nother element, a whole nother dimension of flavor that you can't get.
Oh yeah.
You know, any other style. So
have you always been a food aficionado like your whole life? Is this something that you've always been passionate about?
Ever since I was a little kid, like food is, I grew up with a, my mom could throw down. She's an unbelievable cook, So
lucky you. I was not the same. Hi, mom. But
makes great cake.
She makes great cake.
Yeah. So I grew up with a mom that could cook unbelievably. And then I grew up in Texas. So I had access to the best barbecue, the best Tex-Mex on the planet, in my opinion.
Yeah, yeah.
So I was blessed to, you know, grow up just, you know, passion for food. And so, you know, spent tons of time in the restaurant industry in Dallas and then did various things here, teacher and all that. And then it just came down to I want to be involved with food. I want to start my journey there. So
I love that.
Well, we are lucky that you took that route. Yeah, for sure.
No, I appreciate that.
Totally. Name it and claim it. Just like remix your life to go for your dream. I love this.
Yeah. Yes. Now, how did you first link up with Nick at Urban Asado?
Okay, so the first time I ever saw Nick was on actual TV show Man Fire Food with Roger Mooking down in. That's a big deal to be on that, you know, and Marcel was on that as well.
Oh, yeah.
It's a huge deal. Like, that's next level stuff. So that's the first time I saw Nick. But I got introduced to Nick during the time of many difficulties when things were all weird.
Thank you.
Thank you for that term, by the way.
Things were all weird, but they were doing an unbelievable thing was these virtual asados. So everyone wants to take part in just something fun. So what they would do is, you know, they would house the virtual asados there at Urban Asado, and you would go get kits from different people. Michael Lugo, Michael St. Augustine, he would have a kit for meat for that week. So you would have a kit for the meat that week. You'd go pick that up at Michael's, and then, like, they would have different drink packages. Kelly Fitzmon did one or two in there, different spices. My buddy John would cultivate tea and spice. It was different. It was highlighting local people. You'd buy the kits, and then on a Sunday afternoon they would go live and start cooking all these items, and you would be at home cooking along with them. So they're on the live fire grills, I'm on a couple Big Green Eggs, and it was the experience was just awesome. The meat was next level. Michael, I mean, it was stuff like Australian lamb chops and bacon wrap pork tenderloins, and just they would have the, you know, the chimichurri already made for you. Like, it was a total kit that, you know, It was such a cool experience. I got to meet Nick during that.
Okay. Wow.
So when it came time to, my trailer was being built during that time. So when I took delivery, I mean, what's one of the most important supplies I need is good wood.
Mm-hmm.
It's such a difference, you know, talking about being the masters of fire, your quality of wood, your quality of product is everything. That's what goes into your flavor. It goes into your, you know, goes into your queue. Sure. So Nick was the first one that actually, Nick and Christy, I got wood from them for a while, and it was just a beautiful oak, the one of the most cleanest burning woods I have ever messed with. And so that was my intro. They fueled my smokers because it was the best quality wood. So
how did you know to contact them? Who they? Wood specialists all of a sudden? Like,
I mean, Nick being a master of fire. You talk about masters of fire.
Yeah.
Nick's a humble man, but he's a master of fire.
Yeah.
I mean, it's unbelievable. So I was, you know, I'm like, hey, I'm getting started. I need fuel for my smokers. Is there any way we can? And he got pallets of wood shipped there for me. And
nice.
That was how I got. Yeah. That was how I got started. So the cleanest burning, just, you know, real attention to detail. So
how does, like, the all-star team, like, I know you guys are doing a lot of talking, and I know you don't want to reveal too much, but, like, how's the preparing coming? Like, how do you guys do this? Do you discuss, like, you take the top, I'll take the low? Like, how does that work?
It's basically, you know, there's a ton of grill and live fire cooking space there. So each chef or pit master is going to take a course, and I don't want to give away too much.
Okay.
On a group chat, some of the ideas they were throwing out it's next level. Amazing. So whoever gets a ticket for this, like, the ideas they're throwing around are next level. Like, I'm just humbled to be a part of it. It's next level. It's
so cool.
It's going to be a night that, I mean, food that is just out of this world.
Oh, everybody who's there is never going to forget it.
Oh, no.
I can promise you that. So, no. Yeah, and there's we can only take 100 people.
Yeah.
So it's going to be the first 100 people to get a ticket.
Exactly.
Are really going to have a once-in-a-lifetime experience.
It is. I mean, many courses. I mean, and everyone on board is just beyond passionate about what they do. I mean, look at the names. Look at the chefs that are going to be there. Mm-hmm. Chefs I get to cook. I mean, it's amazing. It's the best of the best. So,
do you think that you'll learn something from some of these chefs?
Oh, like, absolutely.
Oh, yeah.
I'll watch everything they do. Cool. This is, I mean, it's I know I'll come out of there learning a ton.
Yeah, yeah.
Everybody probably will.
Yeah, sure. Absolutely. And everyone will kind of have their role in that. But the collaboration with it, that's one of the most fun parts, you know, because day to day, I'm by myself. I'm cooking by myself. Everything's by myself. And that's fine. But getting to collab with other chefs, it's just, I'm so excited about it.
Sometimes people, like, chefs don't like, you know, to other chefs on top of each other. Like, I mean, I've seen some of these, like, you know, Master Chef shows and all this stuff, and it gets intense back there. How are you going to deal with the ego? Is that going to be out there?
Number one, I have no ego. Number two, you know, the other chefs included, like, no, they're amazing. Nicest, most humble, talented bunch I've, you know, yeah. I just look forward to it, and I don't, you know, that's not even a consideration.
Cool. And we do have such a unique environment as far as chefs are concerned around here. I mean, I've heard so many stories over the past few years of, hey, our restaurant is hurting in this area. And so these chefs, Freddie comes to mind, who's one of the Masters of Fire, who's going to be there. Yeah. Him and other restaurants were trading in services, employees, supplies, equipment. Food. I mean, you guys really work together in St. John's County. It's kind of a unique thing, I think.
It is. St. John's County and the networking here and the love and support you get from other businesses is amazing. And like the instance you were talking about, it was a pizza place next to my house, right next to Vibe, where 900 is now. And it was not doing well. And
that's right.
Like Freddie Underhill, Michael Lugo, they were in there making pizzas, serving it, like, you know, helping that business owner out. I mean, they didn't have to do that.
That's right.
That was incredible.
Yeah.
And this town's like that. There's no way I could stay in business this long without the support of other local business owners. I mean, everyone really helps each other out, and it's
pretty cool.
It's a really cool place to own a business. You feel a lot of love and a lot of support.
Yeah. Yeah, that's for sure, man. So this is going to be coming up next month.
Yes.
Masters of Fire. What are you looking forward to the most out of this, night?
Just, I mean, in my mind, it's like, okay, I want to, you know, do my part and really, you know, hold my end of the bargain. And so just imagining all those guys, all those fires going, people watching. I mean, it's intimidating, yet it's so exciting.
Oh, yeah.
I can't wait for the night of the event to actually be there and do it. Because in your mind, you can play over 100 times how it's going to go.
Yeah, rehearse your dance moves around the fire. Yeah,
but when your feet are on the fire, it's a different thing. So I'm excited about, you know, there'll be so much adrenaline going and cooking for all those people. But
yeah, I can see the excitement on your face, man.
I am.
I feel it. Yeah.
It's the vibe's going to be, it's going to be an energetic experience.
And the honor for Epic Cure. What an incredible local organization.
Absolutely. Yes,
like,
man.
I'm so honored to raise up, you know, this idea that Sunny came up with of, you know, sustainable food practices all throughout our community. Mm-hmm. And it just is so full circle.
Absolutely.
That feels good. Have you ever worked with Epic Cure before?
I have not.
Okay, awesome.
Yeah, I have not.
So, Sunny, this amazing
it's
organization.
It's a wonderful cause. And it's like to have so much fun and get so many people excited about an event, but to actually be, you know, going towards a good cause. It's just a win-win for everyone.
So the really cool part, we interviewed Sunny last week, and there was a trucker that listened to the podcast. And he delivered, it was from Trader Joe's, and literally the truck had like produce, I think I'm saying this right, that was going to expire, and the store wouldn't accept it, but then called the organization, which then fed into, you know, Hugs in St. John's County and Pie in the Sky. So it was just this really cool synergy, just like what you're talking about, the Masters of Fire and the chefs and the restaurants. Here's the nonprofits that are coming together too. And I just think that is all helpful. That's urban asado right there. It's a community grill. I love it.
Mm-hmm. It is. It spreads awareness for different needs in the county.
Yeah.
Different, you know, and it's just a wonderful way to kind of get everyone included and, you know.
Yeah, I love it.
Help those in need. So.
Yeah, man, for
sure.
Just
a cool event.
And again, put it on your calendars. This is going to be happening October 16th at 6 p.m. at the brand new Asado Life restaurant. Which is out there in the shipyards, by the shipyards, where Culinary Outfitters began. And then we had that cartoonish place that we all knew was never going to last there.
No.
But Asado Life, they're the perfect people for this venue.
Yes.
They really are.
Because they really believe in the synergy of everybody coming together, which I love this project.
And so, that's the spot for for sure.
Man. October 16th, 5 to 7 p.m. Very, very, very exciting.
That's right. Yeah.
And Spencer, right in front of you, sir, is a plate that I'm going to ask you to autograph and write something to the volunteers of Epicure. We'll be giving them a very special prize or present at the event. Yeah.
No, definitely.
Leave some space on there because all the other Masters of Fire also have
this. Yes.
But Spencer,
I'm a man of few words.
Thank you so much for coming in this afternoon. And you're going to be at Vibe Nutrition this weekend, right? For their anniversary.
1 year anniversary. So I'll be there. We'll be serving breakfast and lunch to go with all the awesome drinks that Sarah's got going. So
I can't wait for that.
To be out there. And another local business that, you know, supports me, support her. It's just, you know, just a lot of good stuff.
Can't believe 1 year. That's so cool.
Yeah. I know, that is really cool, man.
It happens fast. It really does because it's so much. Your mind never stops. Even when you sleep, it's always business. So like a year to go by, it's quick.
Yeah, man. Well, Spencer, thank you so much for coming in, man.
Yeah, thanks for having me, guys.
Of course.
I appreciate it.
100%. It's always a fun show when we have you here.
So, and I do have to do a public apology to you.
No, you don't. Yeah, but for what?
Well, the shirt you were wearing yesterday, we talked about, not a hugger.
Yeah.
You remember? It was the night of Porkapalooza.
Yeah.
I had no sleep, and I was fueled with a lot of fun.
Oh. Yep.
And I brought Pete in for the biggest awkward hug ever.
Oh, yep. God bless you.
Man, I got him good.
Yep. One of the wild ones. Yeah. Yes.
So that's my public apology.
It's all good, Spencer. It's all good, man. Davey, this is
going to
be fun.
It is going to be off the charts. Yes.
Wait.
You can see the passion, the energy. He's just so ready for this. I'm excited.
Yeah. And everybody is. We're ready for it. Nick and Christy are so excited and ready for it.
Yep.
The chefs are ready for it. And people are starting to line up and really anxious to get these tickets.
Yep. Man. Tickets are on sale on Monday the 19th. So we'll have Nick on the show.
Yeah, we'll talk to Nick that day.
Definitely. It'll be awesome.
Very cool. All right, man, before we get into the events that are happening in and around St. John's County today, I do want to remind you that the Bailey Group is another great group of folks who help us put on these shows each and every day. Of course, you know, as the president of the Bailey Group, Mark has built upon the foundation of his trusted local insurance agency and developed the company into a nationally competitive firm. The Bailey Group provides insurance, benefits, and financial strategies. Insurance benefits. I don't know what a benefit is.
Benefit.
And financial strategies to companies and employees across the United States while maintaining that local personalized service model that sets them apart from all the rest. The Bailey Group provides progressive solutions using cutting-edge technology, strong carrier relationships, and out-of-the-box thinking. Give them a call today. See what they can do for you. Just inquire. 904-461-1800.
And when the United Way of St. John's opened in 1957, it was known as the Community Chest. That was the first year they raised $48,000. The United Way of St. John's has changed a lot, but their focus hasn't. Today, the total impact of over $3 million annually. They continue to fight for the areas of health, education, and financial stability of every person in our community. Serving both Putnam and St. John's County's United Way is the only organization that brings us together to focus on the community problems that matter the most. They find partners and share the vision that have energy, passion, expertise, and resources to get the work done. Every year, the United Way of St. John's is amazed by the generous hearts and continued support of those in the community. It's amazing what happens when we live united.
That is the truth.
Yes, sir.
All right, man. What do we got going on around town?
All right, so let's see. The Volano Vibrations is coming up. Save the date, October 22nd. We got some great local musicians that'll be there from 1 to 7. We got Amy Hendrickson, Mallory Jen, Duffy Bishop Band, DJ Andy, and Bad Dog Mama.
Okay, great lineup.
Yeah, North Shores Community Park that's over there in Volano. This will be there's some VIP packages, and there's admission for $10 per person. It's going to be very, very cool, and proceeds will go to Main Street Volano.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
Yeah, some great people putting that event on.
Yeah.
That should be a lot of fun.
And some other great people are the Pedro Menendez High School Athletic Boosters Club is proud to host their first annual homecoming kickoff.
There you go.
Festival.
That almost got very inappropriate.
Whoa. Hold on, sir.
Home what?
Everybody support this one. Join our team sports and clubs for an afternoon of family fun. Each team will have a booth for or activity. Come out and show your support. There's a homecoming parade, music, food, carnival games, prizes, giveaways, chance of drawings, and much more. October 1st, 1 to 4 p.m. Pedro Menendez.
Cool, man.
Yeah.
Cool.
Well, I got a report on these St. Augustine High School, if I do Menendez, right?
Of course.
Power of an Hour, the Conkhouse at Marina Resort. Jacket's Power of an Hour returns, this time over the water at the Conkhouse Marina. Join St. Augustine High School stakeholders as they support school local needs. The evening will be filled with the opportunity to socialize and learn about St. Augustine High School projects and the additional resources needed to complete some of these projects. The event will conclude with attendees voting on a project they feel that their entry should fund. Oh, well, that's kind of fun.
Okay.
Can you lend 60 minutes of your day or $20 towards the future? Oh, I love that. Special thanks to Conkhouse Marina for partnering with St. Augustine High School. Starts at 6 p.m. ends at 7. Very nice.
Okay. Easy.
Yeah. Very, very
pop cool. In, pop out, mm-hmm. Do your thing. Good deal.
And last one today, Sunday, October 30th, Dogtoberfest and a Halloween party. My worked on that one all day. Yeah,
they really get the hang of this broadcasting thing, David.
My pet camp, our Halloween party will be combined with Pet Camp's Dogtoberfest this year.
Okay,
it will be at Pet Camp, weather permitting, Sunday on October 30th from 2:30 to 5 p.m. Go to Pet Camp on Facebook to see more information.
Cool, man.
Yes,
good stuff.
All right,
fun round of shows today.
Yes, sir.
You guys have a great rest of your day. We had a lot of fun. Make sure, keep Masters of Fire on your mind. October 16th. Don't forget about it. We are going to be releasing tickets Monday, so get ready. Only the first 100 people are going to be able to make it in and experience this really, truly once-in-a-lifetime experience. We hope to see you out there. As for today, we're done. We'll talk to you tomorrow.
Bye, everybody.